tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this last day of 2024, New Year's Eve, December 31st edition. Joining us on the line right now is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Man, it's so hard for me. You have no idea to have to say smokehouses now. But we're excited, and I wanted to get your thoughts first before we get into discussing the business. Press release just sent to the radio station this morning. I just talked about it the entire hour, basically the first hour. Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, sending education back to the states. I'm reading quotes from U.S. senators, U.S. congressmen, people in education, people across the entire country, and amazing, almost every senator, especially who has to advise and consent her nomination to be approved in the U.S. Senate, talking about sending it back to the states. Ian, I've got a sneaking feeling that they're going to do what Ronald Reagan promised back in 1980 to eliminate the federal Department of Education and send the money back to the states for the states to run education in their states. What have you heard? What stories have you read? What are you thinking about his choice for education?
I can't say a whole lot about Linda McMahon. I mean, obviously she's been, she's taken over that enterprise, the WWE and all that. So, I mean, she's obviously got some business acumen. What I do like is the entire idea of decentralizing, moving everything from one centralized position, location, or department and taking it back and giving it back to the states. Anytime we can decentralize anything, especially in government, is absolutely good. I wish they would also do the same thing with the Federal Reserve, although they're not quite the same thing, but again, my whole thing is, if we're going to bring about some change, especially with the Department of Education, here in Michigan, everybody knows how desperately bad our public education system has become in the last 4 years. And not at the fault of the teachers, but at the fault of the governor and our education, the Michigan Education Association. All these people are advocating for the lockdowns, keeping kids out of school, all this stuff. And 4 years later, we're seeing the effects of it. So any change that could come to Michigan in the form of bringing more dollars back to the states, not right. necessarily more dollars for the kids, because we've seen here in Michigan more and more money poured into our public schools and has had no effect. And in fact, in my opinion, it has had a more detrimental effect because the scores, especially third through seventh graders, are just plummeting. It's not a good situation here in Michigan. So anything we can do to change that from the top down, I'm all for it.
Well, the one that I monitor, because I'm so familiar with it, is when they do the testing for the juniors, seniors who take the SATs, 1,600 potential score, and this is your aptitude test to get into colleges, good colleges, based on merit, based on the score of that, you can actually get grants to pay for your college. Up here in northern Michigan, our listening area, we're averaging 960 out of 1,600. You know, that's a D-. I mean...
Yeah, that's not awesome.
It is amazing how badly they are testing our children. And again, like you say, a lot more dollars has been a priority for this governor, throwing more and more money. We now have the highest per pupil funding amount in the history of the state of Michigan, and these are the kind of results we're getting. So maybe, just maybe, we'll be getting a new direction from Washington that will trickle down to the states, and possibly with a new governor in 2027 after the 26th election, maybe, just maybe, we can start fixing things here in the state of Michigan, especially education. But I want to talk to you about the Iron Pig. I got a couple of text messages already coming in, hearing that you're on with me today, and I've got some questions for you on that front, and also some big news that's coming. I want to share that with you and Gaylord as well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two here on this December 31st. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is over in Gaylord. Ian, give us a little feeling of how things are going. You had the soft opening. We were still waiting to hear about the Liquor Control Commission's implementation of the liquor license being transferred. Explain, update us as to what's gone on over at the South location.
Yeah, so it's been a great start. Really awesome feedback with a new dinner menu. I did hear back from the Liquor Commission last week. They have fully approved everything for us. The liquor license to consume on-premises, the license to sell off-premises, that entire new area that we have for our outdoor serving area now connects to the pavilion, which had never been done before. So really all we're waiting on is kind of like a mortgage. They approved us, so now we just have to get a signature from the defunct corporation that we bought the transferred the licenses from. We have all that. It's been submitted yesterday, so hopefully any day now they will email me that license. We can go. Actually, there's liquor there already that we purchased with the property.
Sure.
So as soon as we have that license in my inbox, we will be able to sell alcohol that very moment. So I'm hoping, you know, I mean, the offices are open today. I don't suspect it'll happen today, but probably by the end of the week. End of this week, we should be pouring beers and all the good stuff that comes along with it.
Good, good, good. Well, one thing that I'm excited about is a friend of mine downstate has been operating a family-owned excavating and paving company for decades. Father started the business back in the 1970s, and the boys have continued the business and growing it. And he reached out to me, and he said, I heard that Ian was having a paving project for the new location, and it didn't get done prior to, you know, the winter weather setting in. And he said, I just wanted to give you a heads up. We are actively looking for property off of M32 near the I-75 exit. And they are going to start a new office location in Gaylord, probably within miles of your south location. And he said, I just wanted to give you a heads up. You can make the announcement. We're pending with some real estate people right now on a couple of sites and hoping that they'll have a satellite office up here probably by, he said, the end of March, the first part of April. So we have another business coming to Northern Michigan, and one that actually might be interested in giving you a quote on the improvements you want to make there at the South location.
That would be great. I'm going to tell you, that's going to be our biggest improvement on that property is all of the grading, parking, lighting that we're doing. That's one of the things, you know, this property was an old construction business back in the day, and they never had a lit sign out by the road. There's a sign out by the road, but that's one of the things that we're working desperately on right now is trying to get some power out to our sign. You know, it's so dark at 5 o'clock and beyond now.
Sure.
That is one of our biggest things right now that I'm actually going to be working on this weekend. But I'm super excited to have another excavating company up here. I'll tell you, there's a lot of business for them up here. So congrats to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I've been to the location numerous times. And the night of your soft opening, when you invited Vicky and I and others to come, I drove right by it. I thought it was still a little farther south, and I couldn't see it. And well, then I realized that's it, where all the cars were parked. But it was even dark in the parking lot. You really couldn't even see those. So, yeah, that would be a major, major improvement. One thing I wanted to ask you, too, that a lot of people didn't realize, but you've actually, with this new location, you've expanded the dinner menu, and I want you to get into that again. I know you talked about it before, but it's actually a little bit of a different menu and a different operation, actually, at the new location once you guys hit 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, so we've taken our menu that we've had for 7 years, and we've elevated it just slightly. So you come in after 5 o'clock, or even, you know, 4:30, we'll still offer you dinner. We're not going to say, oh, you have to wait till 5:01. So right. 5 o'clock, what we do is we offer our dinner menu. There's a couple of steaks, really good flat iron steak. The Marry Me Chicken, which is one of our best sellers so far. We've got peel and eat shrimp as an appetizer, fish fry Friday nights, prime rib on Saturday nights. This new dinner menu really does just step our service level up. and that our culinary team has really come together and taken all these amazing flavors that we've been playing with for the last 6 months, some specials that we've run, they're now on this dinner menu. I mean, we've got lamb kebabs. I mean, we just have so many different things, and not everything is smoked. That's one thing I want to make sure that everybody knows, is that not everything is smoked. So when you look at that dinner menu, and if it says smoked in the description, then it's definitely a smoked product. If it doesn't, like, for example, the Marry Me Chicken I mentioned before, sure, that is not smoked. We do know that there are some people that don't like smoked entrees, yeah, even though they may be with somebody that was there for ribs or for our brisket, those types of things. So we want to open up the categories a little bit more to not just smoked items, some really delicious savory entrees as well.
Good deal, good deal. Well, I've been meaning to do this because you talked about it. When I get off the air today at noon, my gift to you guys is going to, I'm going to email you the recipe to Trucker Randy's world famous carrot cake. And hopefully your chef or your bake staff can put one together for you to taste and get some feedback from the folks there at the South location, because I think it's something that will complement all your other menu items and offer another amazing dessert. You have a couple of them already. Talk about those real quick.
Yes, we actually do a smoked creme brulee. This is amazing. It's actually my wife's favorite. We're also doing an apple pie, caramel apple pie. And then we're actually going to be adding a peach cobbler as well. So your carrot cake is going to fit in perfectly. And then I know there's one other one that I'm missing that I can't think of. Oh,
well,
it's
the maple
caramel
bacon.
Maple bacon cheesecake. Yeah, it's a no-bake cheesecake. Oh, man, that is one of my absolute favorite dishes, dessert or otherwise.
Right. When the server told us maple bacon cheesecake, Vicki and I looked at each other because we're kind of connoisseurs of cheesecakes. We love them all, strawberry, cherry, it don't matter. And when she said maple bacon, I'm like, how is that going to taste with cheesecake? It was amazing, absolutely amazing. We tried it. It was great. Hey, one other thing I did want to mention. Now that they're saying cooler weather is coming, and I don't know if you heard this or not, I got an alert to the radio station Friday. Long-term prediction for January, talking about the Arctic blasts that are coming down from Canada, Alaska, amazing, along with warm precipitation waters coming from the Pacific Ocean. They're saying that this could potentially be perhaps the heaviest snowfall January that we've seen in a long time. I know you are excited. Explain to the snowmobilers downstate, the ATVers listening, what is the trail situation there by the new location? And when we get hit with this snow, what is that going to do to your operation there?
Well, I'll tell you, a January with heavy snowfall would be amazing. We had a December with amazing snowfall, record-breaking here in Otsego County.
Yes.
The rainfall as of late has obviously diminished the trails. The ski areas are doing okay. The trails are down pretty good. There's a halfway decent base since it did kind of ice up.
Sure.
But right now, it's looking like we got some fresh snow yesterday. Today we're supposed to get a little bit more, so those trails are really going to firm up a bit. And I think with this forecast, we're really going to see a ton of snowmobile traffic that, you know, these folks just didn't get to have a lot of fun last year. And our new restaurant is right off of the Iron Bell Trail. So if people don't know, there's a trail that runs from, Iron Mountain up in the UP all the way down to Belle Isle down in Detroit. And this trail goes right in front of our new restaurant, Trail 7. It's right in the middle of the state, and it's literally right on the other side of Old 27 from us. So if you're up in northern Michigan and you're around near Trail 7, hit us up. You'll see us. You can park right in our driveway. Not a problem. We've had a ton of snowmobiles already this year.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one thing that the public, I think, is looking for in this comes on the heels of the fact that the lame duck fiasco with Speaker Joe Tate failed to do anything about the tipped wage law and the sick paid sick time. Any news, anything are you hearing from either Michelle Hatenga or Representative Borton and others about what the Republicans hope to do with the governor when they get back in Lansing next week?
I haven't heard any new updates. I know that there's been a lot of talk about it. I know that there's a lot of hand-wringing happening over this. When the new legislature takes session soon, I'm sure that they will act on it. But again, it's got to be signed by the governor. I don't know that that's going to happen. So we're kind of looking at some other ways to potentially get around this new wage law. And that may be potentially, hiring contractors instead of W-2 employees for waiting tables.
Yeah.
I'm heavily looking into that with my insurance agent and some other things right now, because this potentially could be the wave of the future. Is instead of having W-2 waitresses and bartenders, we have contractors, sort of like hairstylists. You rent out a section of the restaurant, for a dollar or something like that, carry your own liability insurance, yada, yada, we're off to the races. I think that may be the way to go if our legislature doesn't do anything and or the governor won't sign any legislation. Listen, you want to raise the minimum wage? Fine. I don't care. The minimum wage probably should be raised anyways. The federal minimum wage is a complete joke. So go ahead and raise the minimum wage. Absolutely don't tie it to inflation, and absolutely don't remove the tip credit. That brings meritocracy into this whole thing. The other part of it is put a cap on the number of employees that you're required for paid sick leave. Two dozen or three dozen or something like that. Most mom and pop businesses, we're not even talking restaurants, that one affects all businesses, will be required to pay sick leave up to 72 hours for full-time employees that they can use for 3 days, no call, no show, and you cannot release that employee from employment. So there's going to be some crazy stuff coming down the pike that us entrepreneurs need to look at some very inventive ways to get around these ridiculous laws that are coming.
Well, and that's exactly usually what happens when government overreaches and imposes these type of crazy regulations. Business people in general, you have ingenuity, you have creativity. That's why you're a business owner. That's why you do all these creative things with your business. We always figure out a way around it. It's just inevitable. It's going to happen. It's got to happen because so many businesses are going to shut down if they don't.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that's one of the things I love about what we do and how we are able to operate in a supposed free market. We're seeing that free market becoming less and less free with things exactly like this. Mm-hmm. I would have suggested potentially if you're opening a new restaurant, then maybe you should be subject to the new laws. Do that for a year and let's see how many new restaurants are eager to open with this type of dynamic that they're suggesting. Because I'm going to tell you, right now, most restaurateurs are operating on a 30-30-30 situation where 30% of your menu cost is food, 30% is your overhead, 30% is your labor. That is drastically changing. Even with the cage-free law for eggs that is coming tomorrow,
yep,
we're going to see breakfast prices skyrocket because of the egg issue. This is also going to happen with labor. So, unfortunately, it's going to be the consumer that may take a hit in the end, and I don't want to see that any more than they do.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you, man. And again, if you haven't checked it out, get over to the new location, 4029 Old 27 off of exit 279, about a mile south. Greatly appreciate you, Ian. We'll talk to you next year.
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year.
This is Michigan News Source, your